Welcome to another edition in the series on family farmers in Asia and the Pacific. This program is brought to you on the occasion of the United Nations Decade of Family Farming. In this episode, we will focus on the advancements of the National Action Plans for Family Farmers in Asia. We bring you stories from Bangladesh, India, Nepal, the Philippines, and Indonesia. A National Action Plan is an important platform for integrating issues related to family farmers into policies and strategies. Such a plan also promotes the integration of broader social and environmental sector considerations into policies. We shall explore how the National Action Plans have supported policies that are the basis for carrying out activities to support family farming. Let us remind you that the United Nations has declared the years between 2019 and 2028 as the Decade of Family Farming. The United Nations Decade of Family Farming, UNDFF, aims at speeding achieving these goals through promoting the potential of family farmers. 74% of the world's family farmers are based in the Asia-Pacific region. The category includes small-scale farmers, fishers, and livestock producers. Let's listen to Pierre Ferrand, Agriculture Officer and Regional Focal Point for the UN Decade of Family Farming of the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization in Asia-Pacific.
Family farming is a predominant form of food and agricultural production in both developed and developing countries. It is a mode of agricultural, forestry, fishery, livestock, and aquaculture production, which is managed and operated by a family and predominantly reliant on family labor, including both women and men. And the family and the farm are really linked. They co-evolve and combine economic, environmental, social, and cultural function. This is how it has been defined by FAO during the International Year of Family Farming in 2014. Family farming play an important role in alleviating hunger and poverty, improving food security and nutrition, sustainably managing natural resources and protecting the environment, and as a result, contributing to many of the sustainable development goals.
That was Pierre Ferrand of the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization. Family farmers across the Asia-Pacific region are confronted with an aging rural population and lack of legal recognition of their customary tenure rights. They have limited access to productive resources and opportunities, especially for women. It is impossible to imagine food on our plate without recognizing the work of family farmers. This fact is also clearly acknowledged by governments across the region. The Philippines, Indonesia, and Nepal are countries that have approved national action plans for family farmers. Several other countries, including Bangladesh and India, are on their way to finalize the plan. In the Philippines, 8.5 million of its population is engaged in agriculture. Agriculture contributes 12% of the country's gross domestic produce. Small-scale food producers, farmers, forest producers, fishers and herders produce 80% of the region's food. The Philippine Action Plan for Family Farming, led by the Department of Agriculture, was launched in May 2021. The country has also set itself an ambitious deadline to be met by 2028. The plan for family farming seeks to achieve resilient family farming, zero hunger and poverty, and sustainable agriculture, fishery, and forestry through improved productivity. On the list are also secured land and resource tenure, increased productivity of soil and water resources, food self-sufficiency, and well-being for all farmers. Philippines aims to achieve these goals through enabling policies and programs coupled with gender equity, socio-economic inclusion, and enhanced multifunctional roles of farm families. Let's listen to Pierre Ferrand.
The development process of the National Action Plan in the Philippines has been remarkable in many levels. The crafting of this 10-year plan is a product of a multi-stakeholder engagement and highlights the strong presence and participation of key representatives from national government agencies, intergovernmental organizations, CSOs, family farmer organizations, academic and research institutions. A total of 28 attached agency and bureau of the Department of Agriculture, 23 other national government agency, academic and research institution, and over 300 CSOs, NGOs, youth organization, farmer and fisher folk organization have been included in the process. One should not forget to mention as well the active leadership from the government. This was especially done through a special order issued by the Secretary of the Department of Agriculture, and the involvement of the Department of Agriculture Agricultural Training Institute as a focal unit of the government for the National Committee on Family Farming.
That was Pierre Ferrand, Agriculture Officer and Regional Focal Point for the UN Decade of Family Farming of the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization in Asia-Pacific. In Southeast Asia, a vast majority of farmland is owned by smallholder farmers, representing less than 5 hectares. The government of Indonesia launched its National Action Plan in 2019. In Indonesia, farms are small, with a sizable majority of them occupying less than 1 hectare of land. 93% of Indonesia's farmers are from small family farms. The Republic of Indonesia is the world's largest archipelago, with more than 17,000 islands straddling the Indian and Pacific Ocean in Southeast Asia. The nation's total land area for agricultural production is equivalent to 32% of the total land area. Agriculture is crucial for Indonesia's economy, accounting for 14% of the GDP. Given several agroclimatic zones, agriculture in Indonesia is diversified. However, rice is the staple food crop, and its annual production has seen a steady increase, making Indonesia the third largest rice producer globally. Family farmers grow the bulk of staples, including rice, corn and cassava. They are also the source of export cash crops such as palm oil and rubber. The Indonesian Action Plan aims to achieve sustainability of family agriculture. It lays emphasis on gender equality, capacity building of farmer organizations, and the welfare of farmers' households.
Badan Ketahanan Pangan itu adalah salah satu unit eselon 1 yang berada di bawah koordinasi.
Actually, the Indonesian government through the Ministry of Agriculture, especially at the Food and Security Agency, had launched a national action plan in 2019 for family farming in 2020 and 2024. We have prepared about where it is going and we have set targets. When it comes to activities, of course, it will need contribution from various institutions, not only from Food and Security Agency, but also the Ministry of Agriculture, Ministry of Maritime Affairs, Ministry of Forestry, and several other ministries are also supporting this program. There are 2 targets that will be achieved to support the SDG. The first one is to reduce poverty, then to support the second goal of SDG, which is to reduce the stunting rates by 2024.
That was Mrs. Rinna, Head of Planning of Food Security Agency under Ministry of Agriculture of the Republic of Indonesia.
South Asia has a special place in the world food map. The 8 countries in the region is home to 1.7 billion people, which is 1/4 of the world's population. Approximately 65% of South Asians live in rural areas and are in one way or the other involved in family farming. It may come as a surprise to many that 70% of South Asia's food demand is fulfilled by these farmers.
South Asia, specifically, it is worth mentioning that this region is home to 1.7 billion people, which is 24% of the global population, with the largest youth labor force in the world. And out of this 1.7 billion people, 67% of the population reside in rural areas and are primarily dependent on agriculture, fishery, and forestry for a living. Family farmers in South Asia produce at least 70% of the food that is consumed in the region, with women putting in as much from 60 to 98% of farm work. I mean, women are the backbone of agriculture in the region.
That was Pierre Ferrand of the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization in Asia Pacific. Nepal, one of the countries in South Asia, has 65% of its population dependent on agriculture for living. 80% of the sector is run by family farmers. Agriculture makes up 27% of the country's gross domestic produce. Nepal has formulated various policies, strategies, and programs such as National Agriculture Policy and Agriculture Development Strategy, among others, in order to strengthen the national economy through development of the agriculture sector. The emphasis is on supporting smallholder farmers, women, youth, and marginalized groups to reduce poverty and improve rural livelihood. All three tiers of the governments in Nepal, central, provincial, and local, have committed to working based on these policies and programs. Mr. Hari Prasad Kesi, Joint Secretary in the Agriculture Ministry of the Government of Nepal, has more about the ways in which family farming is being supported.
The government of Nepal's agriculture policies are primarily oriented towards small and medium-scale farmers. Our plans and programs are aimed at helping small farmers get organized, forming support groups, cooperatives, and establishing markets for small-scale farmers. Grants have been made available for ensuring the availability of chemical fertilizers for the farmers. In order to mitigate losses to farmers, we have prioritized the availability of insurance for the small farmers. Low-interest loans for farmers is another important initiative of the government. Agricultural technicians have been deployed at the rural municipality levels. The federal, provincial, and local governments of Nepal are all committed to ensuring full support to small-scale farmers in Nepal.
That was Mr. Hari Prasad Kesi, Joint Secretary at Nepal's Agriculture Ministry, on how family farming is being supported in the country. Moving on from Nepal's commitment, we now take you to its South Asian neighbour. The government of Bangladesh formulated National Agriculture Policy in 2018, and despite decreasing arable land and population growth, there has been some progress. Then there are adverse impacts of climate change, which gives the country the lowest land-person ratio in the world, as the sea levels continue to rise and land continues to sink. The agriculture sector contributes to almost 14% of Bangladesh's GDP. It provides employment to around 40% of the country's labour force. Rice production in the country grew by almost fourfold since the 1970s to 36 metric tons. Significant production increase has been achieved in non-rice crops like potato, maize, wheat, vegetables and fruits, along with fish and poultry. The increase in production and improved food security have been instrumental in raising farm incomes and increasing agricultural wages. The national plan emphasizes women's empowerment, participation of youth in agriculture and integrated farming and nutrition security, all of which contribute to improved livelihood. India is currently progressing towards the elaboration of a national action plan. About half of the working Indian population depends on agriculture, directly or indirectly. There are 404 million small farms managed by family farmers in the world. 93 million of these are in India. The contribution of small farmers to total farm output in the country exceeds 50%. Both women and men are engaged in family farming and produce 70% of the total agricultural produce. Family farming also generates income for hundreds of millions of rural people. The diversification of their existing farming systems helps in the reduction of malnutrition in the country. India's family farming strategies are also a source of livelihood. It employs families and is associated with major ecological and socio-economic benefits. The Indian National Action Plan, which is a work in progress, is expected to advance right to land ownership for women and absentee farming households. It is also expected to include credit access to strengthen family farming. Family farming is about linking production to families, to schools, and to communities. It is based on local knowledge. It sustains productivity on what is often marginal land and provides local consumers with food critical to achieving good nutrition. It is estimated that the world agricultural production will have to increase by 70% by 2050 to meet the food demands of a world population of over 9 billion. The good news is that there is no need to invent anything new to respond to this challenge. Instead, we need to realize the productive potential of family farming. There is an urgent need to recognize the invisible contribution of women to farming and provide economic evaluation to their work. Empowering marginalized members of the farming community and improving market access will lead to the holistic development of the sector. Families and small farms are vital to the economy and our well-being as a global family. This is a Comdev Asia production for the United Nations Decade of Family Farming, in collaboration with AMARC Asia Pacific and the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations.